Welcome again to Flat English on 87 FM Radio Mix Kyoto, brought to you by Flat Agency. Here on Flat English, we don't just learn English, we live it. I'm your host, Alan, along with our assistant, Asuka. Hello, Asuka.
皆さん、こんにちは。フラットイングリッシュの時間です。この番組はフラットエージェンシーの協力でお送りしております。
That's right. It sure is. So, Asuka, how are you this week?
I think I'm good. Yes, yeah. Busy there. I think everybody's.
Yeah, it's definitely a crunch time.
Huh? But yeah. Getting used to the cold, and yes, I think I'm well.
I'm not.
Oh,
yeah, I hate the cold. I just hate it, yes.
Summer person?
Yeah. Yeah, summer, fall, spring.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So anyways, tell us, Asuka, this week, what is our keyword this week?
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. 今週のキーワードですが、今週はプレイです。
Play, yes. All right, as in play in the snow, right?
Mm.
So our first meaning of play, of course, to do something enjoyable, not related to work or study. To do something enjoyable, not related to work or study.
一つ目は、皆さんご存知の方もいるかもしれませんが、遊ぶという意味です。一般的にはそうですね、お仕事や勉強以外のなんか楽しむこと、必ずしも子供が遊ぶという意味じゃなくても、何か楽しいことをするときにプレイ使います。
That's right. Anybody can play.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right. I like playing.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah. So we have a very simple one. Let's play a game, right?
はい、例文。これは簡単なやつですね。Let's play a game.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm a guy, so I guess I went through my video game phase. I don't know. Now girls are playing games too. Were you a gamer or no? Were you a gamer girl?
I definitely was not.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I was outside the whole time, I think.
Yeah, I guess we're from the... I don't know what generation, if we're the same or not, but yeah, I think it's a kind of recent.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Girls are into games now.
はい、一つ目の例文。長
い。Yeah, long. Okay, go ahead.
ゲームをしようというフレーズです。Let's do 何々ですが、Let's play a game.、
Right.
ゲームしましょう。ゲームしようよ。Mm-hmm. はい。
Okay. All right. So next one.、play is also a live performance of a story. So we think of Shakespeare, right?、
Mm-hmm.
So a live performance of a story.
二つ目の意味としては、生のステージ、劇とか舞台のことをプレイと言います。
I don't know. Did you ever go to a play?
I have a few times.
Really?
Yes.
I have not.
Never? Maybe you should try.
Is it fun?
Great experience, yes.
Really? What play did you go to? What was your favorite?
Favorite? I haven't been to one for a while, but what was the last thing I... Hmm. 日本の何だったかな?ごめんなさい題名が思い出せないんですけど最後に行ったのは大阪でやった大竹しのぶさんの舞台を見に行きましたなんかねストーリーがすごいいつもシリアスなやつなんですけどな見てる時にとってもこう物語の中に You get drawn into
That's the thing、about the live stage like it's different to watching a movie in the theater、mm-hmm. It's like actual human being、yeah. playing the role so
You know, I went to a high school play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, so I remember. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. There is something to it.
Mm.
It's very real. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, our meaning is around in a sports game. So, for example, American football, like when they throw the ball, they mm-hmm. catch the ball, they hit the guy, it's mm-hmm. over.
Okay.
That whole thing is called a play.
うん。
うん。Okay.
三つ目の意味は、これ日本語でも使いますね。スポーツをしてるときに、ファインプレーとかナイスプレーとかっていう時のプレーです。アメリカンフットボールとかでこうボールを蹴って取ってタックルしてっていう一連の動きをプレー。なのでスポーツの中でのなんて言ったらいいんでしょうね区切りがあるのかなそれぞれワンプレー というふうに言います。
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Fine play.
Yeah.
I think、good. We do use that in Japanese too.
Okay.、Mm. Yeah. I guess it could be in baseball also. Play, right?
Good play. Mainly, yeah.
Yeah. Right, right. Okay. So, okay. And then we have、another, our next word, our next meaning, I should say, is、to do something...、this is difficult. To do a deceptive thing or to be deceived by someone else. Okay.
うん、これはちょっと上級者向けですね。何かをこう騙すと言ったらちょっとね言葉が大きいんですけれども、軽く騙すぐらいの感じの意味になります。自分がそれを誰かにする、もしくは誰かにされてしまうという意味です。
Right, and so yeah, it could be simple thing or bad. It could be really, it depends. But、so we have our exampleOur two Mr.'s A and B again、
mm-hmm.
are very famous people. So Mr. A says, I signed a 2-year cell phone contract. And Mr. B says, wow, you got played. So the meaning here is he was cheated because he is stuck now for 2 years、
mm.
okay, in this contract. He got played.
はい、例文今週も出てまいりました Mr. A さんと Mr. B さんですね。Mr. A が I signed a 2-year cell phone contract、2年の携帯電話の契約をしたんだと言ったら、 Mr. B が Wow, you got played、mm-hmm. それはやられたねというような、必ずしもしなければならなかったわけではないのかもしれないけど、こうちょっと契約を結ばされてしまったようなニュアンスになります。
Okay, very good. Did you ever get... Well, we're about to take our first break here, but Asuka, did you ever get played like this?
I'm not so sure, but I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah.
Not... Yeah.
I almost did.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Over...
In an internet company.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Terrible.
That's everywhere, I guess.
They are evil.
Mm.
They are evil. All right, well, speaking of playing, we're going to have the Rolling Stones here.Tumbling, yeah, tumbling dice.
北大路堀川にあるおしゃれなお店の看板、フラットエージェンシー。
音楽の記号フラットと同じだね。フラットエージェンシーを直訳するとイギリスではアパート紹介所という意味なんだ。
学生の理想の住まいの紹介や外国人留学生の支援、京町屋の再生、そして新しいお店が続々とオープンしている新大宮商店街の活性にと、フラットエージェンシーは京都の街づくりに挑戦しています。
All right, welcome back to Flat English here on 87FM Radio Mix Kyoto, brought to you by Flat Agency. I'm your host Alan, along with our assistant Asuka. Hello.
皆さんこんにちは。フラットイングリッシュ楽しんでいただいているでしょうか。
Yeah, of course.
Of course, sorry, I there's asked.
No, yeah, there's no need to ask. It's automatic.
I thought I'd just make sure.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah. Well, it might be, some people might still be sleeping, so, yeah. All right, so today's word is play, correct?
Yes, play. Mm-hmm. I like this word again. Play,
yeah.
play. I want to play.
I want to play too, but I'm always not. I'm working. Doing the opposite of play. Yeah. Okay, so, well, the first...meaning of play, of course, means to do something enjoyable, not related to work or study.
一つ目の意味は復習していきましょう。遊ぶという意味です。仕事や勉強ではなく、本当に娯楽、何か楽しみ、純粋な、そうですね、気晴らしなどの時に何々で遊ぶ、何々と遊ぶ、何々して遊ぶ、プレイ使えます。
Right, and of course, very simple example. Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Yes, I might want to.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, before the break, we talked about video games. You weren't into them, but what games do you like?
I have not really played any video games, so I would not have
idea for it. Any games?
Any games?
Yeah, yeah. Besides video games, yes.
Anything active. I love playing sports.
Like?
Used to play soccer.
Oh, great.
Yes, and I used to play kendo.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. See, I learned something new every day.
Used to play tennis too, a little bit.
Wow, yeah. You were active.
Just loved being outside, active.
That's great. Tennis. Tennis.
Yeah, because soccer takes, you know, a fair bit of people to gather up once you're grown up and can't take the same time off. So
right.
I thought, okay, tennis only takes two.
Yeah, you only need to find
one
person.
Why not give it a go? Right. Yeah, that's what I did back in Tokyo.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's terrible about being younger. You could do everything.
Oh, no.
American football, same with us. You could get like, you know, 11 guys together, no problem.
Right.
When you're 25, you can't.
Just less and less.
Yeah, just can't do it. But okay. So next one, a play is a live performance of a story. A live performance of a story. We always think of Shakespeare, right? A Shakespearean play.
そうですね。2つ目の意味は劇、舞台、生のステージなどのことを言います。プレイって聞いた時にそうですね、シェイクスピアがまず思い浮かぶのは私たち今でも Well, for me, back in high school, we do learn Shakespeare at some stage.
Okay.
We still do? I think so.
At some stage? Is that a joke? Okay, sorry,
at some point.
Okay, yeah, okay. Right.
私もそうですね高校時代留学していた時にあの英語の授業とかドラマそれこそ劇の時間にシェイクスピアやりました、
We had in junior high school、two actors, a male and a female, actor and actress、for Macbeth.
Of course.
Yeah, and they performed right in front of us in the classroom. And they taught us how to act.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was great.
アランさんも中学生の時にあの男性の俳優と 女優さん2人が来てこうマクベスを有名な作品ですね、やったのを見てすごい感激しましたという話です
Yeah, that was awesome、
So,
okay, next we have a round in a sports game So, maybe we can use baseball Nobody knows American football So,
we do know not like no
oh, okay.
We do know the word
oh, okay,
and what
yeah.
kind of sport it is but we
nobody understands it
not too common over here I
yeah.
think
yeah. rules are difficult but it's fun yeah anyway so yeah for baseball so for example you hit the ball and it does things you know somebody catches it or you make a home run or something whatever happens when it's over that whole action is a play
はい、3つ目はスポーツ。よく野球ですと日本語でも使われますね。投手が投げて、バッターが打って、外野がキャッチしてとか、ホームランになってなど、その一連の動き、スポーツの中での一連の動きをプレーというふうに言います。
Yeah, so this is why we say, oh, good play or bad play.
よく実況中継なんかでも聞きますかね。Nice play. あんまりプロの方は使わないかな
No?
I'm not so sure. I don't really watch baseball.
Oh.
Shouldn't have gone.
Do you play baseball?
I used to when I was little. My dad and older brother loved it, so I had to.
Okay. How about basketball?
A little bit.
Really?
Back in high school.
Okay.Yeah, I did basketball. Did you play volleyball?
Back in junior high. Yeah.
I liked volleyball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like about?
Because you can jump and dive.
And hit someone?
Yeah.
No. That's not volleyball.
Yeah, supposed to.
But Excuse me.
That's football. Yeah, right. Yeah, I liked just jumping, diving to save the ball and all that. It was fun.
そうですね。いろんなスポーツ私も好きでしてきましたけど、アランさんはバレーボールが好きなんですって。
Outside.
外で。なるほど。日本だと体育館でするのがほとんどですけど、外でのバレーボールが好きということで、私は外でサッカーをするのが大好きでした。
Inside, outside?
Outside, of course.
Yeah, volleyball inside hurts.
なるほど。なるほど。インドアのバレーボールは痛いと言ってますけれども、外だと痛くないんでしょうか?
Yeah, it's a little softer.
Okay.
And the last one, this one's tricky. So this is a deceptive thing, to do a deceptive thing, or to be deceived by someone else. So this means to play or to be played.
はい、4つ目ちょっと上級者向けの言い回しになりますが何か うまいことを言ってこう言いくるめられてしまうとか、ああしてやられた、もしくはそういった行為を誰かにしてしまう、するときに使います。 play or to be played、mm-hmm. うん、
So for example, I signed a 2-year cell phone contract, says Mr. A. Mr. B says, you got played.
例文としては、ああ2年の携帯電話の契約をしてきたんだよねって言ったら、ああちょっとそれやられちゃったんじゃないの、mm-hmm. というような会話です。
exactly.
そんな時に使いますね。
Sorry.
You got played.
Yeah, I almost got played by an internet company.
アランさん、インターネットのなんかカンパニーでちょっと騙されそうになったことがあるみたいですが。よかったね。
Yeah. Almost got played. Yeah. So anyways, well, that's about all the time we have for today.
あっという間ですね。今週はここまでになります。Mm-hmm. 今週のキーワード、プレイ。皆さん使ってみてください。Let's play 何々。これは毎日楽しいんじゃないでしょうか。
Okay.
Today, let's play something.
All right. Bye-bye.